The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Our top story this morning.
Robertson was condemned to death,
but he barely escaped execution last week, and the chairman of a Texas House committee hopes to resolve a dispute with the Attorney General's office so that Robertson can testify about his shaken baby syndrome death sentence.
Committee members say Robertson has autism and cannot present testimony in a Zoom conference as the Attorney General wants, but the chairman hopes to resolve that matter shortly. Meantime, the committee heard testimony of others, including Dr. Phil, that shaken baby syndrome is junk science and that Robertson did not kill his daughter. One of the jurors who voted to convict Robertson in 2003 told the committee the jury never heard of the girl's prior medical condition, as prosecutors say in court briefing.
How does it make you feel seeing these statements by the government right now? Was somebody who lived through every day of the trial.
It has pissed me off very much.
Carrie Compton now says she would have voted to acquit. The committee wants a new trial. From the 24-Hour News Center, LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
And you know, the thing is that Robertson was just minutes from execution on Thursday when the courts enforced a subpoena so that he could testify before the House committee. So, you know, it was a really busy first day of early voting yesterday all across North Texas. Dallas County says over 53,000 people turned out to vote, and KRLD Russell Scott, he got to catch up with a couple of you who were standing in line in East Dallas.
The line here was more than 50 people deep, all waiting patiently to cast their ballot.
I'm eager to vote. I think this is the most important ballot in my lifetime, and I did not want to miss it for any reason.
One woman telling me she has surgery set for Wednesday and didn't want to miss voting. Another very pregnant lady said she's due to give birth any time now.
We're about to go on vacation, so we need to come.
Made sense.
Well, I'm here just because it's nice and cool. It's not, you know how Texas weather is. Tomorrow it could be snowing and all that cold. So I decided I'd just come today.
The ethnic makeup and the age of those in line at this site, wide and varied, and all ready to have their say at the ballot box. In East Dallas, Russell Scott, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
More than 500,000 Texans went to the polls on Monday. Matthew Wilson, political science professor at SMU, tells NBC5 the turnout's not quite enough to predict Election Day results, but it does indicate growing interest and engagement this election cycle.
And I think it signals that over time we're going to get more and more people voting early.
Wilson says there's a chance long lines might discourage some less enthusiastic voters.
A group that represents Dallas cops is offering their opinion on some issues on the November ballot.
Voters in Dallas are being asked to consider three proposed amendments to the city charter that supporters say would improve government accountability and public safety. The Dallas Police Association is opposing those measures, called Propositions S, T, and U. The association says the charter amendment to force the city to hire hundreds of new police officers could actually force the police department to lower its standards to find those candidates. From the 24-Hour News Center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
So a dude goes into the convenience store to buy a lottery ticket, and he doesn't get the ticket that he wants, but he got the ticket that he needed. Hang on, this amazing story from the Why Doesn't That Ever Happen to Me department. That's coming up in less than 4 minutes.
Gotta love it. Hey, you know, the cleanup will likely take most of the day after a 3-alarm fire broke out in Northwest Dallas overnight. We saw a lot of your videos posted online about this. You know, witnesses could see the flames and smoke for miles away.
We thought it was, close to our backyard. So we ended up all getting in the car and finding out it was down here, down the street, and we realized the magnitude of it. We actually drove somewhat close to it, but you could feel the heat from about 2-3 blocks away.
Yeah, it was massive. Don't forget, if you ever have video like that and you're going to post it on social media, you can always tag News Radio 1080 KRLD, literally just at KRLD News. So the fire, it was apparently in a storage lot where hundreds of wooden pallets went up in smoke. Yeah, you know that was a big fire. It knocked out power for several thousand electric customers, that is, in the neighborhood around Empire Central and Harry Hines.
All right, so get this. An Illinois man buys a lottery ticket out of frustration. See, he tried to buy one kind of ticket, and he wasn't able to get it. The machine kept trying to give him a lotto ticket, so he ended up buying the lotto ticket against his will, and he won $9.2 million.
Wow.
Whoa.
The unexpected win, my friends, shows how sometimes a frustrating moment can turn into a blessing in disguise.
Wow. Absolutely, it does.
Well, problems were far and few between on day one of early voting in North Texas. But in Dallas, Melody Armstrong with the Legal Defense Fund says, you know, there was at least one reported malfunction. with the printing of the ballots. It was a glitch in whether or not their precinct number was being applied.
They were concerned. They were concerned not only for themselves, but also about the folks who had voted before them, where the glitch did exist, and what would happen to those ballots.
Yeah, but, you know, everything got fixed, at least by 4 p.m. That's what she told NBC 5. Still, she says volunteers will, of course, escalate voter concerns up to the chain to county officials to make sure there is fairness and accuracy.
Some of our other top stories, Hezbollah has launched rockets at Israel as Lebanon says four people were killed in an Israeli strike on Beirut.
A man browsing in a library has discovered a long-lost story by Dracula author Bram Stoker, buried in the archives for over 130 years. You know, the defending Western Conference champions, they're going to have a new way for fans to catch their games this year.
It's called Mavs TV, and it will provide a streaming option to watch the team's local broadcasts for a price. For viewers, the difference between the streaming service and the previously announced over-the-air broadcasts is simply money. The Maverick streaming subscription costs $124 for a season-long pass. A monthly subscription costs $14. The Mavs streaming service will broadcast at least 70 games that are not exclusively nationally televised, starting with Saturday's game at Phoenix. The service will be powered through the NBA's next-gen platform inside the NBA app. From the 24-hour news center, Austin York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
And you know, speaking of the Mavs, NBA season starts tonight. The Mavs home opener is this Thursday against the San Antonio Spurs. You know that's going to be a good game. So make sure you get your ticket now.
It should be easier for consumers to switch banks under a long-awaited, just finalized rule. Under the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau measure, consumers will be able to demand, download, and transfer their coveted data to another lender or financial services provider for free. The head of the agency says the so-called open banking rule is aimed at making it easier for people to switch banks to access better rates. Here's something that does not happen very often. UPS got a rare sell recommendation. An analyst at Barclays expressed concern about the company's earnings from ongoing demand weakness and longer-term challenges stemming from rising competition from Amazon and FedEx. UPS stock fell after the news. The company reports its earnings on Thursday. The futures are pointing to a lower Wall Street open on this Tuesday morning. Yesterday, the Dow and the S&P 500 pulled back from record highs. The Nasdaq had a positive session. Gina Cervetti, Bloomberg Radio.
Breaking from overnight, Dallas firefighters still on the scene of a three-alarm fire that lit up the night sky near Love Field overnight. We're told no injuries after a massive pallet fire near Harry Hines and Mockingbird.
Death row inmate Robert Robertson's testimony before a Texas House committee was postponed over arguments about him appearing virtually in prison as opposed to in person. Lawmakers had issued a subpoena for Robertson to testify. That's how he avoided being executed on Thursday. The holdup appears to have angered Greg Abbott. It's raising lots of concerns about what happens next as well.
As it stands, according to Texas law, a new execution date could not be set for Robert Robertson from 90 days from the original date, which would be about mid-January, but a lot of question marks. It'll be really interesting to see what happens.
That's Nikki Batiste with that report.
Well, chilling new details have emerged about a deadly workplace shooting in Louisville last week. Police say Travis Merle was obsessed with his coworker and angry about the lengths of the breaks that the victim took. According to investigators, Merle shot Tamara Colazzo at her cubicle in Allegiance Trucks in front of co-workers after she came back from lunch break. Merrill told investigators that he had been plotting the attack for a while. He's charged with murder and currently in jail with a $10 million bond.
One of Dallas's transitional programs to get out of homelessness is sounding the alarm about the growing cost of supporting yourself in the city. Tim Grigsby, CEO of Dallas's 24-Hour Club, says you now have to make more than $22 an hour to live on your own in Dallas. Last year, that number was less than $18 an hour.
So it's a little bit over 18%. And what that takes into account, health care and food and child care and rents and everything.
Grigsby tells NBC 5 they're looking at expanding wraparound services in an extra facility to keep up with the rapid changes and help more people have a second chance at life.
Well, being a Girl Scout is getting also more expensive.
Girl Scouts USA plans to raise membership fees from $25 to $45 in 2026. It'll raise them again the year after to $65. The organization's National Council session has approved the two-step increase to reduce red ink. with a projected net operating loss of about $5 million for the current fiscal year alone. The Girl Scouts website says it'll prevent reductions and cuts to programs and services. The dues increase will be the first in 8 years. Boy Scouts of America's annual membership is $85. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.